The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters. No.
I try and find some love for my pride. That just ain't enough to go around.
More sports. How you guys doing? What's happening? Quick NCAA football recap. Now, I'm in Coos Bay, Oregon, and I'm doing a casino, The Mill. And it's hard to say Coos Bay without giggling, because coos is what we all called, like, vaginas as a kid. Like, hey, don't be such a coos. You know what I mean? But it's not that. It's Coos Bay. And then I'm going to Spokane. On Monday. So I got a travel day, which is nice, like a football player. Anywho, this episode of More Sports is brought to you about Michelle Miller. Michelle Miller writes, "Hi, JJ. We actually work together at the..." Oh, my God. Yes. "Hi, JJ. We actually work together at the Friar Tuck Inn. It's Michelle, parentheses Miller, formerly Heath. I want to let you know I used your Amazon banner at jmore.com, and I got Atlanta Falcons jerseys to wear around my house because I've decided to become an Atlanta Falcons fan. Thank you for all that you do, for the free content. It's nice to see you doing as well as you're doing, Michelle." Thank you, Michelle. She likes the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe she likes Matt Ryan's big horse teeth. That guy makes John Elway look like he's a meth head. He's got fish teeth compared to, you know what I mean? All right, these are the games in the book. University of Southern Florida kicks the snot out of Temple. This team's legit. And if you don't know who their head coach is, it's a guy by the name of Charlie Strong, who got run out of Texas for not being a very... He was black! Not being a very good head coach. Black. But, yeah, Tom Herman not doing that good in Texas since Charlie Strong left. They're 4-0. They are 4-0. And they have a really... Look, South Florida, not exactly on my personal football radar. 4-0 is 4-0. And there's a cornerback at USF. I got my eyes on. I dig him a lot. And it's Dedrick Nichols. I believe that's his name. Dedrick Nichols? I love this cat. Keep your eyes on him. He had a pick today. Dedrick Nichols. He had two picks today. So good for you, Dedrick. Dedrick, I am your father. So the South Florida Bulls are 4-0. Raise your hand if you thought the South Florida Bulls would be 4-0 and Ohio State would have a loss after week 3. Put it down. You're lying. Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma. It's halftime, but he's still doing Baker Mayfield things. This is my favorite quarterback. I like him better than the chosen Rosen, Josh Rosen. I like him better than Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I'm not... USC guys coming to cold weather. I don't know, man. Baker Mayfield, 9 for 13. 202 yards. That's 15 and a half yards of pass. Two TDs, no picks. You're going to tell me that guy's not better than Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, the kid from fucking Wyoming that everybody's like wants to line up and blow? I know that sounds hot. And maybe it is hot if that's your bag, but I'm not going to blow a Wyoming guy. I'm not going to waste my time on some... What am I saying? I don't know. So here's what I want to share with you guys. Baker Mayfield, this year, three games, 63 for 82, a 77% completion rating, 1,046 yards. He's doing good. 10 touchdowns, no picks. His rating is 224. Good God. Way to go. I like Oklahoma a lot. I'm going to ride with Oklahoma. So Baker Mayfield told Baylor players that he was going to spank them during pregame.
Oh, boy. I sure wish I played for Baylor. I'd line up to be spanked by Baker Mayfield.
Mayfield can be heard in pregame workouts saying, "You forgot who daddy is. I'm going to have to spank you today." Did he just come out of the closet like a Murphy bed? I had a daddy. You know what he didn't do? He didn't yell to everybody he was going to spank me in public on the 50-yard line. Come on. Just play the game, bro. Donald Trump, I'm not getting political, so just fucking calm down. Donald Trump had such a goddamn meltdown, for him even, cuckoo speech, where he's talking about NFL football players that don't stand for the national anthem. It did not go the way he wished at all. Fire their asses. Fire the sons of bitches if they don't want to stand for the national anthem. Okay, easy, buddy. Easy there, Donald. Why don't you go back to saying things like, "Little John, you're fired." "Hey, Teresa Giudice, you're fired. You're fired, Teresa Giudice." Now, NFL suddenly has a rallying point, and that is against the president. I like, by the way, Twitter reacts to Donald Trump's comments. I don't give a fuck what Twitter says. I want to know what a journalist says. I want to know what people say that I care. I don't know what, you know, lactating MILF 411 has to say. 420 Fuckfest says, uncool. Oh, well, then maybe it wasn't cool at 420 Fuckfest. Didn't like it. Basically, every owner in the NFL came forward and just put a statement out saying, "This guy's bad news. We don't like him." Donald Trump said in this speech, by the way, nobody went, "Hey, make sure you address the NFL in your speech." Donald Trump goes regarding anthem protests, "Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, 'Get that son of a bitch off the field right now. He's fired.'" And then he goes crazy. "He's fired." You know some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, "That guy disrespects our flag. He's fired." And that owner, they don't know it. They don't know it. They're friends of mine, many of them. They don't know it. They'll be the most popular person for a week. They'll be the most popular person in the country. Not with the players' union, they won't, because it's my right to not... You know what? I'm being dead serious. I'm not standing for the fucking anthem anymore. And I'm not kidding. When the president's saying we got to fire fucking football players for exercising their right to peaceful assembly and yelling, "Fire their asses! Fire them!" Hey, Donald, do me a favor. I want you to fly to Oakland. I want you to meet Marshawn Lynch and say, "Hey, Marshawn, how are you? You are huge. I'm a huge fan." You fucking fire Marshawn Lynch. You fucking fire Michael Bennett. You won't. You'll get Steve Bannon's liver to limp in there like a fucking somebody that needs oxygen on SpongeBob. I'm not standing. It's like George Carlin, like, how the fuck are you proud to be American? You were born here. You had nothing to do with it. I love my country. I love my rights. I love that I can't get pulled over unless I'm doing something wrong. I love that I'm protected in many, many ways. I'm also white, so I have a different set of rights that I enjoy. The benefit of the doubt. But I'm telling you something right now. If I get a president saying he's going to fucking fire me if I don't stand up for the national anthem, then I'm not standing up. Go on, fire me, fucking president. Because you know you're not my boss. I have lived my life away where I don't have a boss. Rarely do I actually have a boss. Gary Unmarried, CBS was my boss. But when they say action, it's all me. I can do whatever I want within the confines of that boss. When I do stand-up comedy, like, in 9 minutes. Anyway, gang. At Coos Bay, The Mill, and then Spokane Monday. Hope you guys can get out there. I don't have a boss. But what you want to be is agreeable. "Hey, I need you off stage in 90 minutes so I can turn the room over." So what happens to Donald Trump? Donald Trump says that. And look, I've never told you a goddamn opinion on Donald Trump because, as Bobcat Goldthwait once said, blaming the president for your personal problems is like blaming Ronald McDonald when you get a bad cheeseburger. The president, we got a escort. Is it Pat? Jed York from the Niners. "Callous and offensive comments made by the president are contradictory to what this great country stands for." The owner... Come on in, you guys. Just come on in. Come on in, guys. You can just come in, guys. Come on in, guys. Just come on in.
You want her to come in?
Well, you know, one or the other.
Oh, I just said we'll be on in a sec.
All right, buddy. Jed York, he owns 49ers CEO. 49ers, the Colin Kaepernick 49ers CEO. The callous and offensive comments made by the president are contradictory to what this great country stands for. Our players have exercised their rights. As blah, blah, blah. You get to exercise your rights. The president wants to fire you and get your son of a bitch ass out of here. New York Giants, Tish, Mara, they had a big thing that they put out saying, no bueno. It is unanimous. Wellington Mara, doesn't seem right. Wellington Mara? John Mara and Steve Tisch of the New York Giants, owners, okay? These are billion billionaires. Comments like we heard last night from the president are inappropriate, offensive, and divisive. We're proud of our players, the vast majority of whom used our NFL platform to make a positive difference in our society. So we got three owners on the hook here. And Donald Trump going, wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners? And by the way, I would. I'm the one that said it first, Trump, you fucking hack. I'm the one that said, how about this? You're fucking fired. Stand up. I got a team to run. But you know what? I'm not the leader of the free world. Hey, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. Hey, Trump, one of the rights we have is to say things like, Donald Trump, you're a cunt. I can say that, and nobody can come knock on my door and arrest me. I can't say that in Russia about Putin, and I wouldn't, because at least he has the fucking wherewithal to ride a horse without a shirt on and do judo. You're a fucking douchebag motherfucker. When you're trying to get football players fired who get concussions, they get hurt, they just grind it out. Fire them for not fucking standing for a song, you fucking ape. You apricot fucking ape. Look, I haven't said shit about this president because I don't think it matters. Now it matters because what Donald Trump just did is made every single NFL player and owner unite against that asshole who said that stupid shit about our league. You went on the wrong front porch, Trump. Hey, snowflake, go. Hey, this snowflake will fuck your mother's mouth. How's that? Call me a fucking snowflake. I voted for Chris Christie's fat ass fucking three times, you cocks. Hey, why are you so angry, JJ? Dolphin owner, the Ross Initiative and sports equality. Comments like we heard from last night from the president are inappropriate, offensive, and divisive. Dolphins, Giants, New York, Miami, San Francisco. Hit the bricks, buddy. You are out. Michigan, undefeated. Going into Big Ten play. Here we go. I'm telling you, I love my Wolverines. They switched quarterbacks. Good, because their quarterback sucked. He was hurt. Sure he was. O'Corn. A guy named O'Corn came in and did it. Alabama switched quarterbacks because Jalen Hurts was hurt. Hey, Jalen, hurt harder. Sure he was hurt. It just happens the other guy was great. They're doing what NFL quarterbacks can't do, and that's dumping the stinky quarterback for the better quarterback. Well done, college football coaches. Sam Darnold, you should not have had those picks. NC State upset big time, and upset of Florida State. And, of course, Mr. Chubb. There's two guys whose last name is Chubb. Went to the defensive end for the NC State Wolfpack. He went to – I'm rushing because I got to walk on stage. He went to the middle of the football field. And he spit on the Florida State logo. And he goes, no, I didn't. And then like, well, we have film of it. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. Well, just own it. Just say I spit on it because we won. And I'm a dominant player. So the Big Ten's looking good. I got my eye on this Iowa game. Zach Tansey, Nate O'Neill, Corey Fry. I hope this comes up. It's 3-0 right now. We're looking good. It's a low-scoring game, and that's what we want. Hawkeyes. That's what we want. We want a low-scoring game. So what we need is that low-scoring game. You said that 10 times, JJ. I know, because I'm looking for the score to see if it changed. Here come Baylor Bears, 28-25. I'm not going to do that to you. I heard a podcast once where they did it. It made me crazy. Florida better fucking beat Kentucky Wildcats to help Michigan. Nittany Lions are ranked fourth. Iowa Hawkeyes, I told you, inexplicably not ranked at all. 3-0. 3-0. And halfway through the second quarter, McSorley from Penn State, their quarterback, 11 for 16, but only 74 yards. This is a dink dunk factory. I don't know what the fuck Penn State is doing on defense, but Nate Stanley, 1 for 7, 13 yards. I could do that. I'm not kidding. Akram Wadley, who I love as a running back, 6 carries, 3 yards. This is what's happening, okay? The Nittany Lions defense is amazing, and it's better than Michigan's defense. Forget Ohio State and the Buckeyes. The Nittany Lions are going to win that Big Ten, my friends. More sports. I love you. You know I mean it. Walking on stage. Hey, Trump, I'm not standing. Fuck you. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown.